You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. We got a lot to talk about in this baseball week. 1-3-6-2-5-6 triple play. Yes, that happened. First ever. Pitchers are starting to get uptight about the sticky stuff, and the Dodgers get shut out by the Phillies for the first time in 2 years that any ball club has shut out the Dodgers. I'm Shane Mohan, joined with my co-host Avery Redd. As always, let's get into the numbers.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Going to be going over the series here, as usual, series recaps. And then we got some other cool stuff to talk about. Mostly, I want to get into the pitchers really getting uptight about the sticky shit. And Gerrit Cole and Tyler Glasnow, just to name a few. But Shane, go ahead and start it off with the National League. We'll jump into that.
All right, no time of wasting. We got the Cubs playing at the Mets. Not too bad of a series. Unfortunately, the Mets did take it 3 out of 4. I actually did watch a few games in the series. I haven't watched a lot of Mets games this year, but I did tune into a few of them. I mean, they're for real, man. They're for real. I keep not believing in them and thinking that they're just going to choke, and they keep proving me wrong every fucking series, so they move on to 35-26 and had a few nice start outings from Taijuan Walker and David Peterson, both throwing two runs or less baseball, combining for 15 Ks, though, and 12 of them coming from Walker in game two. And Jock Peterson did have two homers in the series for the Cubs. Actually, no, he didn't. That was the last series. But nonetheless, Mets take the series 3 out of 4. DeGrom does leave after the third in with an injury in game three. I think we're waiting to hear back. I think he's day-to-day right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't heard much. I think it was a shoulder inflammation or something like that. But actually what I heard is that he said his injury was because of him swinging the bat.
Really?
Which is why we need a DH in the NL. Because literally now we have guys, because Freddie Freeman, I heard he literally like personally texted DeGrom and he was like, I love seeing you knock in runs, but we need you every fifth day out there.
Yep.
And it's, yeah, I mean, we need a National League. It's just putting our pitchers in jeopardy.
I know, like, the whole life's unfair thing, but, dude, you cannot be that fucking clear-cut unfair in this business of baseball, dude.
Yeah, it's...
This needs to fucking change.
It does, it does. It really does.
Anyways, he is out on injury. Hopefully we can make it back soon, but then again, hopefully not, because we are all in the NL East. We move on to Pirates at the Nats. This was actually very surprising to me. I thought it was going to be the opposite effect. I was definitely betting on a Pirates sweep, but the Nats pulled a fucking trick out of their hat and got lucky.
They get lucky. Our pitching is there. Our pitching,
yeah, now the pitching was there, and the pitching has been there. If we're being honest, it goes into the last series as well.
Just the offense needs to pick it up.
Corbin had a really nice outing in game one, going 8 1/3, only giving up one with 7 Ks.
Oh, that's my bad. I messed up. That was game two.
Game two, folks. Jan Gomes actually not having a bad season. Had two homers in the series. Went 3 for 10 with 5
grand salami.
Right. I remember that one was game one, right?
Yes, that was game two.
Okay, that one was game two. Schwarber was 4 for 12 with a homer as well. And Brian Reynolds 5 for 12 on the series. So And all in all, kind of predicted that. Everybody predicted that. I mean, I maybe I could have seen the Pirates taking one, but Nats get a much-needed sweep to gain momentum. But it won't matter because they're dog shit. Anyway, we move on to Cincinnati and Milwaukee. And this one, gotta say, I liking it, man. Reds are for real, and I will continue to say that. Get yeah, the ever, sweep on the Brewers.
Ever since you said that, they have been playing really well. Not gonna lie.
Yep. Yep. They win game one 10-2 in a blowout, game two in extras, and game three was 2-1 and 9. Luis Castillo finally coming out of the shitter, throwing a 7-inning shutout in game two.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. And with 7 Ks to his name. And Brett Anderson also had a nice out in game two, but it didn't matter. He did go 7 as well, giving up none with a couple extra Ks than Castillo. Joey Votto coming back, getting a dinger, going 3-for-11 in the series, as well as Eugenio Suarez going 2-for-12 with a homer. And Vogel Skinny as well was 3-for-12 with a homer.
I put that on the notes.
Yep.
Vogel Skinny. Inside joke.
Anyways, we wrap up the Reds and Brewers there. We move on to Marlins at Cardinals. This one was very good for the NL East as the Cardinals get the 3-game sweep. Alcantara did get screwed in game three, though. Let's talk about that. What happened?
It was a tie game all the way through. He was throwing the complete game. He was going for it. And then I believe somebody made an error, and then somebody got on second because of the error, and then Yadi hit a walk-off base hit. And so Alcantara threw the complete game. He went 8 1/3 and got the loss.
Jeez.
I know. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. But as I said last week, as it was fuck the Mets, it's fuck the Marlins, so...
Wow, he's saying fuck the fish.
Yep.
How can he say fuck the fish? Psych.
They're always giving us problems.
That is true. They are definitely giving your ass some problems all the time.
Goldie was 4-for-12 in the series with the homer, and Dylan Carlson, that was my rookie of the year prediction, 5-for-11 with a walk. Pretty sure he's having a solid year.
Yeah, he's been all right.
Yeah, that wraps up Marlins Cardinals. We now move into Padres at Rockies. And this one, man, this might be fucking flipped upside down series of the year, man.
Rocky nobody sweep them.
Rocky sweep. 3-game set. And Austin Gomber. Let's talk about this guy.
Dude,
8 innings of shutout ball.
I've been saying I like this guy for a while. Don't even say I haven't. You know I've been saying I like this guy for a while.
I think, yeah, you have been saying it, and he's always showing up in the notes. So he's definitely getting his outings. And I'd say the majority of the time he has a good stat line. So good for his ass and good for your ass for calling it from the jump.
Well, yeah, especially when you get traded to Colorado and you're like, well, my career's over, and then you still perform. You got to love it.
How about Blake Snell getting rocked by the Rockies in game three?
Oh, I saw. Yeah, that's a rough
7
one.
Runs, 9 hits.
Yikes.
3 1/3.
Yeah,
some
he
hitting
not...
standouts, though. There you go.
Just gonna say he has not been the Blake Snell we've seen in the past this year.
That's for sure. Excuse me. Trevor Story was 4-for-9 in the series with 3 doubles and 3 ribbies, getting his 400th RBI of his career. Cap was tipped. Raimel Tapia, Slappy Tapia, 6-for-14 with 4 doubles 4 fucking doubles in the series. And Tatis has another 2 homer series, as well as Trent Grisham, 2 homers, 3 for 11 with 5 ribbies. And the Rockies get the sweep on the pods. Very interesting to see that.
Definitely didn't expect it.
Nobody did. We now move on to D-backs at the Giants. And this one kind of went the way we all thought. D-backs have now lost 14 straight after getting swept by the Giants. And the Giants had actually a really crazy comeback in game 2.
The grand salami from Yaz.
Much needed.
Yeah, he's been kind of struggling.
Nobody wants to lose to those fucking shitters.
Definitely not. And what the hell? Oh yeah, the D-backs have lost 23 consecutive road games, which is a record.
That's awful, man.
Horrible.
Awful.
I couldn't imagine.
Sound like kind of like the Phils.
I could not imagine being a D-backs fan right now.
It's awful. Gausman did have a nice outing in game 3, going 8, giving up 2 with 6 Ks. Posey had another homer, was 4 for 8 in the series. And Ketel Marte was 4 for 14. Feel bad for him. Needs to get the fuck out of there.
Marte?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's getting shit on there for sure.
And we'll wrap up into the last National League series. I Phil's playing at the Dodgers. You know, it was going to happen. I think everybody predicted a definite Dodgers series win. Most people probably predicted the sweep. We did avoid it in game 3, shutting them out with their shitter lineup. No, nothing impressive, but nonetheless, a shutout's a shutout. Hot Wheels, 0-6, giving up 9 on 6 Ks. Real nice outing. I thought he could have gone a little longer, but he gave up 5 hits. Didn't see a need to keep him in this long when we already lost the series, so it was just smart to hand it over to the pen. And Alvarado did his job, had the strikes. Mookie Betts, we kept him quiet in game 1 and first half of game 2, and then he started to find his swing, going 3 for 12 in the series with a homer and 2 walks. Luke Williams, still keeping his name out there after the walk-off, goes 5 for 9 in the series with 2 doubles. And the Dodgers pen, man, I won't harp too much on this because I got to go to work soon, but this team, when we were making predictions for World Series last week, you said Dodgers. I wasn't feeling it. I now am feeling it. All right. The pen is too deep. All right. I haven't watched any Dodgers games this year, maybe 1 or 2, but I watched this whole series. If you give up a hit, you're yanked. Just like that.
Yep.
Just like that.
Because they have so much depth, they can afford to do that.
It's the depth. Exactly. You give up a hit, you're yanked. I think they might have given up a walk, let him walk one more guy. But you give up one knock and you're out of there. And it works for them. They can do it.
Yeah.
They can do it.
Yeah, the only thing I mentioned to you that I don't like about it is at the end of the year, I feel like a lot of their relievers might be gassed. Because, like you said, they only are throwing like 10 pitches and getting yanked. But, I mean, if you keep just using your relievers over and over, game after game, they're going to get gassed.
It's possible. I still think with that low pitch count, it is overpowered.
Yeah, it's true. But,
anyways, Dodgers take the series 2-1. Phils now go to play down the road in San Fran tonight.
Oh, they're playing San Fran tonight.
Yep.
Nats got the Mets.
Oh.
Yep. And we were most likely missing DeGrom because he's on the shelf. So that's at least a positive from him being injured.
All right, get us into the American League.
I will get us into the American League right after I put this freaking stat line down for Mr. Alex Verdugo, who I'll be talking about not for a while. All right. American League. What do we got? Orioles and Indians. Indians get the 4-0 sweep. Nothing much to talk about here, to be honest. I mean, it was complete domination by the Indians. They put up, O's put up a fight in some games, but I'm not going to harp on it too much. Indians sweep. They are 38-28 now. They're kind of 10 games over. People got to start talking about this team, I think, because you got the rotation. Bieber, obviously, we all know he's one of the best in the business. And then you got a few other starters like Seville, Pisack. You got Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez in the lineup. So this team could do some damage. You never know. Keep an eye out on them. Yankees, Blue Jays. Yanks get out of their slump. They sweep them in Toronto. Well, actually, in Buffalo, I think. Gerrit Cole, he was solid in his start. 8 innings, 2 runs, only 4 Ks. Not bad. But the Skanks get the sweep there. They're 36-32 now. Only 6 games back in that AL East. And Toronto now falling under 500 after that sweep in a dark place.
Moody? I still think they're better than their record says.
Who, the Jays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree. But I just think with how well Boston and Tampa's playing right now, it's going to be tough.
Nah, there's very low hope for them making the playoffs this year. We'll see. We'll see moving forward. Get a couple more pieces, a couple more starters, veteran bat in there.
And they need Springer to come back.
Right.
But moving on to probably the most interesting series of the week, Rays at the White Sox. Two heavyweights going at it here, and the White Sox actually take them out 2-1. I was surprised. They win the last 2 games. Game 3, final in 10, it was a dogfight. Dallas Keuchel really showed up in Game 2. 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 5 strikeouts. And, yeah, like I said, big battle of the heavyweights here. It was fun to see two of the best records go at it. And the White Sox come out victorious. What do you have to say about the White Sox taking out the Rays?
Honestly, I'm not surprised. I'm not. You know, slightly am, but I'm more leaning toward, yep, they did it. That was, you know, kind of saw it coming.
Fair enough.
I didn't see the sweep coming, but I definitely can see.
No, they only – no, Tampa Bay took the first one. They won 2-1.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can see the 2 games that the Sox won. But, yeah, they're both very similar teams. I think that we definitely could have gone either way. But, hey, potential ALCS right there.
Yeah, that it is. That would be fun. Another solid team we got here up against a shitter. Rangers and Strohs. Astros sweep them 2-0. Jose Altuve, have yourself a series. 4-for-9 with 3 nukes for the little guy.
Damn.
3 nukes for the little guy. He's at 16 now. I mean, we could be seeing a 30-homer year from Altuve. And I don't think we've seen that before, have we? Oh, yeah, he did hit 30.
Yeah, we have. MVP
year. Yeah. He did hit 30. All right. Well, nonetheless, the fact that he can generate that much power with that little frame is crazy. I mean, what is he, like 5'6", 160?
Yeah. Yep. 5'6", 5'7".
And Kyle Gibson, he keeps impressing, honestly. Under the radar kind of guy. He's second in the American League in ERA. Through 77 innings with a 2.09. He goes 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 3 Ks in game 1 against a really strong Houston lineup. So, got to tip my cap to Kyle Gibson. He's finding himself a nice place to succeed out in Texas.
Yeah, good for him.
And we got another battle of the shitters, Tigers and Royals. Tigers sweep 3-0. Miggy, 5-for-9 with a double and 3 ribbies. He still got it. He still got it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But the Tigers get the sweep. They're now 29-40. Royals 30-37. Like I said, not much to talk about. Two bottom of the barrel.
Tigers are out of the shitter, though. They're in fourth.
Yeah, they are there. Well, you can contribute to how bad the Twins have been playing. Still can't believe it. But we're going to talk about them momentarily. Speaking of the Twins, we got them right here up next. Twins and Mariners. Mariners, I'm kind of surprised about them, to be honest. 35-36 right now, they sit. Not bad at all. I mean, I did not expect them to be a 500 team this late into the year. I can't
say. And we both had them and the Rockies as doormats. I remember that was the exact wording I used, was doormats.
Yeah, I mean, they're showing that they're not doormats. I mean, they're definitely not a contender quite yet, but they are starting to ruffle some feathers and show that they could be soon.
I had the Mariners, Giants, and Rockies as doormats. And I mean, I don't think the Rockies are doormats, but they're not that bad.
Giants definitely shut your ass up.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, Mariners get the 2-1 win, series win over the Twinkies. They got some hitters now. Haniger's hitting well. Kyle Seager, he's back to his old days. And your old boy, J.P. Crawford, swinging it pretty well. As well as playing gold glove defense. So, promising
nothing
stuff
to say about that.
From a young Seattle team. I love to see it. And break it into our last series in the American League. One that I was very disappointed with the outcome. The A's sweep the Angels 3-0. I really want to see the Angels do well. But they keep chipping. And I don't know why, but I am so bored with the A's this year. I mean, I guess it's because so many times they've been the team that's like the underdog and then they still come back and win it. But like at this point,
I called it.
Dude, they do it every year at this point, though. They're always they're always roster looks shit on paper. Not shit, but not like a playoff team. And then they come out and shut everybody up.
Speaking of standings, I have that whole division spot on for predictions. The whole AL West is spot on right now for me. Actually, no. Angels move out of third.
Well, they're tied with Seattle, so.
Yeah.
And they're getting Trout back soon, so I'm sure they'll start winning some more games.
Right.
Shohei, two more dingers this series. He's at 19 now. Unbelievable. I mean, I think he also has 10 stolen bases. Like, imagine if this guy smacks like 30 dingers, swipes 25 bags, 30 bags. I doubt that, but 20, 25 bags, and fucking throws 150 quality innings on the mound. I mean, how could you not say he's MVP?
It's clear cut there. When you throw out numbers like that, it's not even what has another guy done. It's, you got it.
Exactly. Just the fact that he's got the speed to be a possible 20 base stealer threat in an era where guys really don't steal a lot of bases.
Right.
That's crazy to me. And Frankie Montas, I know you're a fan of that guy. Game 2 had a nice start for Oakland. 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 8 Ks. Like I said, Oakland gets the sweep. Haynes was looking forward to get Trout back. And then we had one interleague series. You want me to go over
it? We love it, man. Yeah, take it.
All right. Boston. Sweeping the Braves.
Right.
We love to see it.
Right.
They win. Surprise. Interestingly, they win both games 10-8. And a lot of offense, as you can see from a 20-16 final score over those two games. Braves offense was there. The pitching just wasn't at all. And Boston, Rafael Devers, 4-for-8 with a dinger, 5 RBIs. Verdugo, 3-for-10 with a dinger and 3 RBIs. Braves really struggling here. They did win yesterday to start their series against the Cardinals, but they're 31-35. Nats are only a half game behind them. And they're struggling after they lost to Ozuna.
So you guys ain't passing them.
Yeah, right. We are passing them, buddy. Today, when Fetty Wap throws a gem against the Mets.
We'll see about it, man. I doubt that. I doubt that shit. I bet you they put up a 5-spot on him in a second.
That's what you say about Fetty Wap every time. Guess what, asshole? He hasn't given up a run in his last 12 innings of work. Tip your cap to Fetty Wap.
I will to that. I will tip my cap to that.
Hear me!
Well, that will wrap it up for the series recaps. Power rankings, my good sir. Are you interested in them?
I am. I'll lead them off. Got to put the Rays in the 1 spot. Followed by the Giants. Red Sox getting the sweep there. We'll bump them to 3. White Sox, we'll put them in the 4. Got the sweep over the Rays. Or not the sweep. They got the 2-1. Dodgers, Padres, Astros, A's, Brewers, Mets.
Interesting. Mine is a bit different. I got a new number 1 spot. I got the Shy Sox number 1. I don't know how I feel about it, but they take out the Rays. So they take them out. I liked what I saw from them. So I'm going to put them in the number 1 spot. Might be jumping a gun with them a bit. But we're going to throw them up there. Rays number 2. Giants number 3. Dodgers 4. Red Sox 5, A's 6, Stros 7, Padres 8. Damn right I'm dropping them down there after that sweep to the Rockies. Mets 9, Cubbies 10. That's my power rankings. Had to drop the Padres after getting swept by the Rockies.
Yeah, I put them down in the 7. Yeah.
And then we got some things to go over before we jump into trivia. First things first.
Matt Manning.
Oh, Matt Manning. Big prospect for the Tigers. Makes his debut. I don't even know what he did, to be honest. Let's take a look. Matt Manning. If he even had to start. Yeah, he did. All right. It was last night against the Angels. He went 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks. And 3 Ks. Not bad.
Nah, not bad at all for your debut.
Hell no. Especially against a pretty solid Angels lineup. So Matt Manning gets his debut. And then I wanted to talk about the sticky shit. Because now Glasnow has came out bitching. Garrett Cole's came out bitching. They're all bitching, which is warranted. Very warranted. Because this is ridiculous. Now guys are getting injured. And Garrett Cole's bitching. I forget what he was just saying, like, I can't grip the ball, blah, 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 stuff like that. And I was reading, I was watching this video, and this guy made a great point that I was, don't know how I didn't even think about. Like, why can pitchers use these sticky spray on their bat, pine tar, batting gloves? You know what that shit's for? To help you get a better grip. But a pitcher can't use shit. And another thing I heard. People are grouping the spider tack shit and a combination of sunscreen and rosin. They're grouping them together. But what I've heard from actual major league pitchers that know they're what they're talking about and not some little fucking twerps on Instagram, that the sunscreen and rosin is not even close to the same like shit as spider tack. It's not.
No, it's not. The sunscreen mixed with Coke is what I've heard is one of the better ways.
Okay. Well, it's just ridiculous because I guarantee you there's a lot of guys that really just use this stuff to grip the ball and they're not even thinking about their spin rate. Like, I'm sure it helps to a certain degree with it, but at the end of the day, their main goal was to grip the baseball.
Yeah, see, I'm going to keep this brief. I have mixed emotions on it, but I'm leaning towards I'm okay with it because at the end of the day, it's the safety does matter. And yeah. if you have a better grip on the ball, that hitted batters is going to go down. The percentages are going to go down. The numbers are going to go down. People are going to stay safe. And I mean, obviously, you know, you're not going to be a pussy and whatever's dealt, you're going to have to deal with. But it's giving them an edge with spin rate, which I don't like. Hopefully, I think people could probably keep evolving into more insane shit. You know, maybe within the next 10 years, you're seeing fucking 50-foot breaking balls or fucking 15-foot sliders.
Yeah.
From left to right. But until then, I think the purpose of this year, well, not the purpose, but one of the biggest takeaways is that hitted batters is going down. It's going to go down. And that's important. I think it's important.
That shit's freaking scary. Yeah. That's scary when a ball's coming at your head at 100 miles per hour. And if a guy has to use some sticky shit on his fingers to make sure that doesn't happen, I'm all for it.
All right. Shall we get into trivia? Because my ass has to go to fucking work and fucking
yes, life. Yes, we shall get into trivia. Go ahead and hit me with your first question. I, just for a reminder, anybody that hasn't been here, I am winning 4-2 in the trivia back. We will be asking each other 3 questions each. And you get a point for everyone you answer correctly.
Yes, sir. Question number 1. True or false? Vlad Sr. had an MVP on the Nats.
That's going to be false. He did have one in 2004, but with the Angels.
That is correct.
Damn right.
That is correct.
Interesting, because I kind of have a similar Phillies question for you. How many MVPs has Mike Schmidt won in his career?
Oh.
I will give you one tiny hint. It is more than one.
I want to say I know he has at least 3. I'm going to say he has 3.
You would be correct.
Let's go.
All right. Now hit me with your next question.
All right. Who threw the Colorado Rockies' first no-hitter?
Wow. That is an interesting question. Rockies, no-no. Was it Ubaldo Jimenez?
It was Ubaldo Jimenez.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Dude, let's go. I thought it might have been him, but I didn't know if they had somebody that did before. Damn right. All right.
Very well done. Very well done.
All right. Hit you with my next question. It is a multiple choice. So wait till I give you all the answers. Who had the most homers in baseball from 2010 to 2019? Your options are Edwin Encarnacion, Nelson Cruz, Giancarlo Stanton, and Albert Pujols.
Nelson Cruz.
You are correct.
Let's go. Let's go. I just know he keeps hitting 50 bombs, bro. There's no way he wasn't there at the most.
Yeah, he is killing it. All right. He was killing
question
it.
Question number three. You ready?
I am. We're both 2-for-2. Can we both get the 3-for-3?
All right. When Buster Posey won the NL MVP award in 2012, which other catcher finished in the top 10 voting?
Wow. 2012, you say?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Is that a keypad I hear?
No, ass fuck. I was freaking smacking my lips. I mean, I want to say Yachty, but I feel like that's not my answer. That's not my answer. I want to say Yachty, though, because I don't know who else it would be. Yeah, fuck it. Yachty.
Yachty would be correct.
Let's go!
He is 3 for 3 yet again, folks. Actually, no, were you 2 for 3 last week?
Yeah, I was 2 for 3. This is my first 3 for 3 of the trivia. Ken, Theo, match it. I do have a tough question. Well, that's kind of tough. But here it goes. So, Fernando Tatis and Vlad Jr. are leading the league in home runs right now. Who was the last pair of players, 23 years old or younger, to rank in the top 2 in MLB home runs, minimum of 15 home runs on the same day? So, do you get the question?
Yes.
So who were the last 2 guys under 23 to be leading in home runs on the same day? It's you got to get this.
Trout and Harper.
He is correct.
Let's go.
I thought that was kind of hard, but more like it was hard because like the question was fucking confusing.
Right, right.
And we both go 3 for 3.
Now, I would say we have a sudden death, but we might need to pick that up in the next episode because my ass literally needs to walk out the door right now.
Yeah, that's fine. The score is now 7-5. I take the lead. Next episode, before we start the 3 questions, we will go. We'll do a sudden death from this week because, like he said, he's got to head out to work.
I like it.
Yeah. So I got nothing else. Hell of a week. Nice, some fun trivia at the end. We both go 3 for 3. This sticky shit is coming to a head, it feels like. And that's all I got. I will see you guys on Monday.
Have a good weekend, guys. And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.